إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى آتاه الله اليقين. إن شاء الله in the continuation of the series of Know Your Enemy, the Shaitan. Last time I was, the previous khutbah, I talked about who is the shaitan and what is the purpose of the animosity between him and between the human being or Adam and his son. And I talked about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared Adam to accept the challenge and face it by taking him to the Jannah in a temporary basis where he will learn and to be introduced to who is his enemy, because he was not created to live in the Jannah. But the Jannah is the reward after the fact, after you prove that you're worth it, that you deserve it, that you work it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his grace, he can grant it to you. And I talked about some of the names, and in conclusion of what previously I said, Islam, it did by explaining the purpose of having Adam inside, did a very big move to liberate women from the guilt conscience. Based on the previous doctrine in Judaism and Christianity, in the holy teachings, Adam is disobeyed Allah based on temptation, promotion. It took place from Eve. And if it was not Eve, after what she did, probably Adam will not disobey and we would still there. That's not true. I explained how things took place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala received words of repentance from Adam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. So that issue, or by another word, it was a holy before Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to treat women as a second class citizen. But now, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set complete different set of evaluation and law when it comes down to women and men. It is talking about women is not the issue of today. But I'm going to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we look at the legislation, the Sharia, we will see that it is divided to three major areas. One area related to the human being. And in that area, there is no such a thing called man and woman. There is only human being. And what constitute the action in it? خَيْرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best among you by the piety. That's the first level. The second level in Sharia, in that it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated, not to give superiority to one over the other, but he gave a special legislation because the difference is in the nature. Women in a certain period of time, every month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempted them from prayers, exempted them from fasting in the month of Ramadan, exempted them from doing a few things. Men, they don't have these privileges. That's the legislation, and based on the nature. That does not give superiority to one over the other, because that issue is already closed in the first level. خَيْرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best among you by piety. The third level, which is called the cases. That means here, how the Sharia solve a certain situation or interact with a certain situation. Or a certain events, you know, like, without going in unnecessary details, here where it is a part of it, it can be ijtihad, it can be al-qiyas, it can be istifta' al-qalb, and others and others and others. But that's what we really need to know about in that part. But here, coming back to our series, now we need to understand, before I leave this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not hold Eve, Hawa, responsible for what has happened, and you should not. Male and female is nothing merely than a biological function to maintain a species. No one submitted application to be a male or submitted application to be a female. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created all of us from nafsun wahida, from one soul. And He has the love and the care, and He sent the message to the men the same way He sent it to women. Because He is the creator of this and the creator of that. And He loves as much here as much as He loves here. All the warning the same. All the promotion, they are the same. I wanted to make an emphasis on this point before I move any further. Now, we need to know what is the goal of the shaitan. Like the mu'min has only one goal in his life, is to prepare himself or herself to qualify to Allah's mercy in the hereafter, the shaitan has a goal. The goal of the shaitan is to prove, not to himself, to prove to the whole entire universe, that one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor doesn't worth it. He's going to be a killer. He's going to be a thief. He's going to be a drug addict. He's going to be a drug pusher. He will do this. He will do that. He will disobey Allah. He will do everything. Did I tell you? From the beginning. Now you know why I did not. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him, Sujudu li Adam. The sujood here is the acceptance, sujood al-honor, an acceptance, not the worship. And he refused. He's going to have to prove his point. And that's what he's doing day and night. Try to prove that you do worth it. And in the day of judgment, inshallah, I will elaborate on that in the last khutbah in this series. In the conversation, on the dialogue, there is two dialogues will take place. One going to be between the shaitan and between his followers. And very merely he's going to say, I promised you, Allah promised you. I cannot fulfill my promise, but Allah will. I cannot help you, and you cannot help me. That's the first dialogue. The second dialogue is going to be between him and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's going to say, Ya Allah, these are the son of Adam that you favored. Look, they killed. They did the bloodshed. They did the steal. They worship. They deny you. They deny your right. They were doing all kind of disobedience and all kind of forbiddings. He will list them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will end up this conversation by saying, you and them, you will today get what you deserve. Go to the hellfire. Because he and his follower, they missed the point. What is the point? What is the crime? إِنُّ رَدَّ الْأَمْرَ عَلَى الْآمِرِ. He denied the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his choice. Allah gave him the choice and he misused it. And exactly every single one of us, when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had the choice. And Allah ordered you by something and you justify it violating that order. And you came up with the justification. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Fatir, إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير أعوذ بالله أن نكون منهم. He is working and targeting himself to get as much as he can, as much as he can, to follow him. to be among the people that they will be with him in the hellfire. But how he is identifying, or how he is accomplishing his goal? Look at it this way. Now you like it or you hate it. You are aware of it or you are not aware of it. It wouldn't make any difference. You have somebody put you in his mind as an enemy, and he is acting upon that. He's already defined you, identify you as an enemy, and he is acting upon that definition. If you're going to wake up and stand up or not, that's your problem and my problem. But he's going to keep working. But how he is accomplishing that work and how he is accomplishing his goal. Number one, kufr. In Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان كفر فلما كفر قال إني بريء منك. He will promote you to commit blasphemy, kufr. And the minute you commit the kufr, what are you going to say? I am innocent, you did it, I didn't. Okay, I want to stop a little bit about what is the meaning of the word kufr. Kufr, by the Arabic language, that means the one who cover deliberately something that he knows what he is doing. Like what? Like I can say the word kafar al-fallah al-bidr fil ard. That means deliberately the farmer got the seed, put them on the ground, and he healed the dirt on the top of it. Cover it. In Sharia, what it means you've been informed by what is right and what بمنهاج الله. You did understand it, and you deliberately cover it. You deliberately denying it, deliberately refuse it. If you give me a book in the Russian language, that's going to be the first item in next yard sale. And I have the right to put it in the yard. I don't understand. I don't understand Russian. It might be one of the excellent classic book. It doesn't worth anything to me. But once you understand and you deliberately deny, you are committing a kufr. And what is the bad news that I'm bringing to you today? Unfortunately, kufr, 8 categories. Please pay attention to this because it is serious. Kufr is 8 categories. Only 2 of them. It happened from the people that they denounce Islam. And 6 people in a state of kufr among the people that they said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And they are praying and fasting and making the hajj and making everything that you can imagine and reciting the Quran, and in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are kafir. Na'uzu billah an nakuna minhum. Inshallah, it will be a lot of khutbah about only that subject. But what you need now, and you really need to be aware of, 6 out of the 8 categories, it is between and among the people that they claim they are Muslim. I'm going to give you a quick hint. Go to Surah Al-Ma'idah and read from there. And you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identify one category of them. If he can't get you to commit that, if he cannot get you to commit blasphemy, clear-cut blasphemy, he will say what? Okay, fine. Disobey. Disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-A'raf, what he said, قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم. I cannot make you make kufr. Fine. But disobedience is the next thing that I'm going to try with you.
And what is the disobedient? What is the act of disobedient? Act of disobedient, it means that you already accepted the order, but you didn't act upon it. You didn't do it. If you didn't do it because you are refusing the order, that's a kufr, one form of the kufr. The people that they change the inheritance law and they are doing everything in Islam said, they already committed a kufr because they refuse an order deliberately. But if you are doing it out of negligence, out of laziness, out of not knowing the value of what you are doing, that's a disobedient. And how we know that this disobedient, it can be coming as a whisper of shaitan, or it can be coming from you. Because what we're going to know now, the shaitan can be among, he will have his own allies. Human being will turn out to be shaitan. And I give a definition to the shaitan. The shaitan, the one who went out of the boundary without no justification, without no right. Exactly the human being, they do the same. But how we know the mistake, the shortcoming that you are doing is coming either from the shaitan or coming from you? Very easy. If what is whispering in your head and what you have the urge to do, it keep be consistent with you. I gotta do it, I gotta do it, I have to have it, I gotta do it. That's you, not the shaitan. The shaitan gonna whisper one time, two times. The minute you said no, he's not gonna waste time. He's gonna try to get you from another angle. But if you insist in doing one single mistake, or you insist in doing one disobedient, and you are persistent about it, shaitan got nothing to do with it. He already set the fire. He already lit it. And you are doing the job on your own. Why he wasted his energy? He going to go and try to get you somewhere else. Maybe, wal'iyazu billah, he got you to adultery. Now, why he going to keep pushing you to adultery? You are already doing good on your own. Maybe he going to try to get you to drink, or to use alcohol, or whatever that is. He is not going to waste no more time in this area. Or even if you say no, he's not going to be persistent. He will move on. I try to get you from another angle. So, you have to be very, very careful. The third technique or means that he will do it, he will try to tempt you to do this sin. How? By make it presentable. The most intelligent people among us, they are the crooked, the crook people. Why? Because they get you. Most of the crook people, they do not armed robbery. They do not force you. But they sweet talk you. Make you hear what you want to hear. Make it rosy for you. So you do, you fall in their trap, you do what exactly they want you to do by your own choice, and later on you find out that you've been had. When I come and tell you, listen, there is investment there, they give 65% for the dollar. That sounds awful attractive. And guess what? I invested $100 and that's the money that I got. That's even more attractive. Now, who gonna put his hand in his pocket to get the money and to give it to him to invest it? He or me? I am the one who gonna give him the money. And that's exactly he gonna do it. See the technique that he used, the shaitan used to get Adam and Eve out of the paradise. Did he say, I'm coming to take you out? I'm coming to make you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. What did he say? فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ لِيُبْدِي لَهُمَا مَا وَارَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمْ رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنَ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. Do you know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid you from this tree? Because if you're going to eat from this tree, either you will be angel, and they know the honor and the status of the angel, or you will be min al-khalideen, that means you will have the internal life, no death. Where you are, you will have an internal life. That sounds nice. Sounds awful good. And what happened? Did they do it or he did it? So he get to you through what? Inspiration. Inspire you to do it. Whispering in your ears to do it. And inshallah, I will talk about the whole technique if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wish today. And he will make you justify your behavior after you do the temptation, after you fall in it. He will make you do that kind of justification, to the point in most of the case, I had to do what I had to do. And that term, we use it a lot. We gotta do what we gotta do. What do you mean you gotta do what you gotta do? For anything in life, there is a right way of doing it and there is a wrong way of doing it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over your head, see and hear and know what exactly goes in your soul. يَعْلَمْ خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيُنُ وَمَا تَخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He knows even the glimpse of your eye, and he knows what's going on between your ribs. Who you cheating? But justification, giving your soul drugs, drug your conscience and put them down. And from here, from this point, I hope that we can establish a law, a creed, is to be alert. Imagine yourself walking in very slippery water, in very slippery ground. And if you fall, that can be very devastating. And you have to be very careful every time you move one single step. And how we're going to go about doing that? By apply what I'm about to say now. Please, never do what you think it is right. Never. Only do what you know it is right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُذَّكِرِ. I made everything at your convenience. You cannot come and say, I did not understand, or it was not in the Quran, or it was not in the Sunnah of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything was there. Everything was right there. So, what you think it is right can be different from me, can be different from others. When they catched Al Capone, did he say that he is a gangster, he is a killer, he is a whatever? No. What did he say? Look at ungrateful people. They are after me, hunting me down. Why? Because I'm trying to put some little pressure, alleviate little Joe from a little pressure out of his daily life by smuggling the liquor. Everyone has his own ways of justifying his own behavior. And every one of us has more than one way to justify his or her behavior. Don't do it. It doesn't worth it. Only do what you know it is right. After that, if you will be smart to form, because remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? When I was talking about how Allah will help you, Allah identified to you. He said what? إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. His influence over you is very weak. If you take the Quran from Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Al-Fatiha, till the end of Surah An-Nas, and the relationship between the shaitan and human being, guess what? You will see all the time the human being follow the shaitan, not the shaitan follow the human being. That means he is doing it by his will. أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow the footsteps of Shaitan in Surah Yasin. And others and others and others and others. His influence is very weak. But when his influence comes to be mega over you, when he unites his little forces with your desire, with your lust, with what you want, with your convenience. Now he is investing your power, not his power, to make you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how it works. He never twisted anybody's hand to do anything. If he cannot do even that, and you start to know what is the right thing to do and what is the bad thing to stay away from it, he will move to another area. He's not going to stop. He will, wal'azu billah, put animosity and hate between the believers. Now, you have a believer, and please look at this with me. In the beginning, in the first three, you know you are what? Disobedient. You know it. A kafir, he know it. The disobedient, he know it. His heart know it. But how about starting from this point on? That is Mr. Riot, the believer. How a believer in Allah live his life according to Quran and according to the Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, can have animosity and hate to his brother that he's doing, or sister that they are doing the same. How it happened? Because you turn the shaitan here, changing his format. He is going back now. You are Mr. Right. You are Mr. Know It All. You are Mr. Got It All. And that's the time to judge and criticize every single soul around you. Look, they don't do this. They don't do that. And when they see each other, there is nothing we have in common more than backbiting each other, stabbing each other. And after that, what? Hugging each other and say, how are you, brother? Who are you cheating? The mercy is already won. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left. Left. You are now the shaitan in a new form and new format. In a format to speak the Quran. In a format pray. In a format fast. But you think you are better than others. And you put yourself in a position to judge others. There is so many to be said in this point. But what we need to know. Once you start to say to yourself, Ana khayrum min, I am better than him, you are right there in the lab of the shaitan. Don't let the shaitan get between you and between your brother. Neither you nor your brother is perfect. Neither you nor your brother is perfect. You and your brother still need each other. And I'm going to tell you something. In Sharia, we all know, that's from Sawabit, from the basic fundamentals, that the responsibility is singular. That means you responsible for what you do. What is your brother doing? That's another story. That's completely out of the picture. You are not going to be favored or disfavored by what is other people do. Right? Everyone responsible for his own. But look at all the ayat in the Quran. When he comes to speak about Ahlul Jannah, he will do what? Plural. Plural, not single. Well, if I'm traveling, I got a single ticket, I have a single seat, I don't give a fly about who's going to be on the aeroplane. But this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling our attention to the plural and also the other way around. Why? Because Muslims, they are not only the one who decided to live with each other and to help each other, but they are the one who decided to die with each other. Not to live with each other, but to die with each other. Who will grieve you? Who will wash you? Who will take care of your family after you? Who? So we are not the one who decided by the grace of Allah to live with each other. We are the one who decided also to die with each other. And if that's the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sended your brother in your life to be your crutch, and at the same time you to be the same thing for him. Awliya'u ba'd, ally to each other, learn from each other, support each other, back up each other, wake up each other collectively. How is that gonna happen? The shaitan knows where to go exactly and hit it right in the middle. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَعَمَالَهُمْ. And instead of I look after my brother, there is nothing more sweet than talking about my brother. And sooner or later, don't you think that he's going to hear it or she's going to hear it? And how they're going to feel about it? The shaitan does not cut the relationship between us. We do. And that's his technique. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us from that. And he said, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُوقَعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَصُدُّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. In this surah, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 91, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, hey, wake up. Wake up. The shaitan will do that to you. He will put the animosity and hate between you. In what? In al-khamr, in liquor. In al-maysir, gambling. And what else? وَيَصُدُّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. So the first prevention. When we got influenza virus, everybody ran to the hospital to take a shot against the virus. Not million, billions of dollars been spent for that. You need very quick one also against the shaitan. This call is zikr, remembering Allah. Say, Ya Allah, help me. I am coming back. I need your help. I need your custody against that enemy. When Allah turned you away? Never. وَيَصُدُّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنْ الصَّلَاةِ. Stopping you from salah, from praying. We know إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي. الصَّلَاةِ is a preventive. But also, which salah here we are talking about? We are talking about only the salah, the regular one, or we are talking about the jama'ah? The jama'ah salah, where you don't know who's going to be your right, who's going to be your left. And you say, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. And you shake hand, maybe today you shake hand me, tomorrow you shake hand him. Next prayer going to be somebody else. Listen to the rahmah that it is built in these five prayers. Look at the unity that it built, the solidarity that it got built. When you stop doing that, jama'ah, what it happened? You are falling right in where the shaitan wants you. The other technique that he is using with you, he is doing what with you? Now, when you come to that level and you passed all of those inspection and you passed all of those points, I gotta go to somewhere else. I cannot push you to do disobedience. I am not able to do that. So how am I gonna get you? I'm gonna get you in doing good. How? I'm gonna make you fearful.
when you're doing the good. When you do anything, when you do anything, get you closer to Allah. Let me give you a quick example. You are sitting down watching the television. You see an earthquake and a people dying everywhere. You say, oh, I'm going to send the first thing in the morning, $100 to those people. Alhamdulillah, I am in a good shape and I'm not among them. Okay. After an hour, let me get my checkbook. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, I can give the 100, but maybe that's going to take from my saving. Let me talk about Eri here. And you find yourself either postponing or reducing till you come to zero. So your intention to do the good, right? But you keep postponing, postponing, postponing. And from here it comes the word, the attribute of the believer, وَيُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They act fast. They liberated themselves out of that trap. You're going to do it. When you're going to make Hajj, inshallah, when I grow up, when the kids finish their education and they get married, and when I do this, when I do that, Allah made it obligation on you. When you are adult, mature, Muslim, having the capability to do it, having the mean to do it. He did not say postpone till you get your kids in college. That's for one. So all the time, it's okay to have the intention, but don't act upon it or keep postponing in that. That's a purely act of shaitan and the influence of it. Why? He is saying, وَبِعِزَّتِكَ وَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I will tempt them all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying also in Surah Al-A'raf, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. This ayat by its own self, it needs a long time really for interpreting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help and make it very brief. فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. He is speaking with Allah and he already said وَبِعِزَّتِكَ. بِعِزَّتَكَ, that means what? Ya Allah, my not obeying, you know, would not based on authority or a power that I have. I know you are Al-Aziz, the Mighty. I know you are the one who never been conquered and no one can disobey you. He is saying that. That's what he is saying, بعزتك. I know no one can delay your will. No one can change your will. I know no one can even try to challenge this will. But I have something else. I am not in a confrontation here. What level of belief he got based on the level of knowledge that he got? He got a lot of knowledge. He got a lot of knowledge. And surely he did a lot of worship. Wake up. Knowledge is not the key. Knowledge is not the key. He is a victim to the knowledge, the shaitan himself. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. I will sit right there by their straight path. وَلَآتِيَنَّهُمْ. I come to them from their front. Front what? When you move forward, he will push you back. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. And if they try to step backward, I will be there also. I will be there to stop them because I wanted them to still where they are. They're still doing what they are doing. Why? I want the time to clock to go.
And I wanted them to be a loser. No development. No more. I wanted them to lose. So I wanted them to be a still. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ If they try to go from right, I will be right there for them. If they come from left, I will be right there for them. Why? If I cannot make him do more mistakes, I don't want them to do more good. Put them in a state of suspend. Put them in the state where they are not doing anything. Or by another word, their life turned out to be routine. But if you look here, he is speaking about what? About four dimensions. And how many dimensions you have? You have six. You don't have four. You have front. You have back. You have right. You have left. You have top. And you have bottom. That's six. For those two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you stop. No permission. Why? Because when my servant submit and humiliate himself and put his face in the ground, no one between him and me. Nothing can come between me and him. No you, nobody else. And when my servant raise his hand and say, Ya Rab, no one between him and me. And I'm not allowing no one to interfere. So for you, where is your protection out of this ayah? Run to where the protection is. The protection is in the sujood. And the protection is in, Ya Rab. Zikr wa dua. That's the protection. وَلَتَجِدَ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ And you will not find the majority of them thankful. Okay. What is the meaning of thankful? What is the meaning of thanking Allah? Okay, I have two things here. I am having something in my hand and I'm going out there and you open the door. I would say thank you. Why? Because a verb that you did, act you did, right? And I've benefited out of it. How could I know that you opened that door to smuggle me, to rob me? I don't know you. I am not acquainted with you. But I appraised the act that you did. But when it comes to shukr, that means I am fully know you. And in Sharia, thanking means I am using whatever Allah give me, whatever He gave, to do what? To return that in a form of obedience. So I thank Him by applying what He gave me to glorify His name, to make His word supersede. He gave me money, I'll use it. He gave me health, I'll use it. He gave me life, I'm going to use it. He gave me health, I'm going to use it. He gave me knowledge, I'm going to use it. Whatever He gave me, I'm going to use it. To do what? To glorify His name. That's the way to thank Him back. Listen to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. What he's saying. Rabbi awza' li an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayhi wa ala walidayhi. Ya Allah, I don't know how to thank you. Show me how. Show me what I need to do with what you gave me so I can glorify your name. Wa an a'mala 'amalan salihan tardah. That's how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To do what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To use everything that He gave you to end up doing what? To end up glorifying His name. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By that act. Not to please yourself or to please the people. The last technique that the shaitan use is he try to make the ibadat is only rituals, ceremonial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like what we're going to find out, you will never pray better than angels. You will never do any of the act of ibadat better than angels. But Allah ordained them on you not because He needs them, but ordained them on you to develop your character. A character able to say yes and to say no. And know when to say yes and when to say no. That's what the ibadat is all about. That's what the salah is all about. What the siyam is all about. What the hajj is all about. And what the zakah is all about. Develop your character. Develop you. Tools to develop you. Like a carpenter needs a tool to make a chair. Or to make a closet. Or to make table. That's exactly what it is. He will take him out of content. When it comes to the prayer, for instance, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. The salah will forbid you. Look, we stand up and say, Allahu Akbar. What am I going to eat for dinner? That guy told me this. How am I going to pay this bill? Allahu Akbar. It is ceremonial. It turned out to be ceremonial. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Did you remember that you are exclusively when you say Allahu Akbar? You're gonna directly communicate with the Lord of universe, of the universe. Did you thought for a second that you are in between his, in his present? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you exclusive attention? That you are talking to him? That you are making ruku' to him? That you are making sujood to him? That you are making dua to him? No. Did you do the prayer? Yes. Did you really do the prayer? Allahu A'lam. Everything you forgot, you will remember while you are doing the prayer. Every problem or something that you missed, or that is the right time to talk about it or to think about it while you are praying. So he will take it out. In fasting, Allah identified clearly. كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. To develop piety. Piety. People fast, but they are still cheating. They are still lying. They are still dealing and wheeling. And they think, what is that? Oh, that's a blessing coming to protect my business, to take care of, I'm not going to get sick. And I'm no, that's intimidation. So you are taking the content, the heart, the essence of all of this ceremonial and make it nothing but shield. Nothing but rituals, nothing but ceremonies. No one will benefit out of it. And from here it comes, وَأَتَيْنَا لِمَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We came to all their deeds. They think that they are right there. I did this, I did this, I did this. Yes, checklist. And when you come in the day of judgment, and you are coming, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, none of those you qualify you to anything. You are not even there. It keeps you all the time in a state of doubt. Did I do this or I do that? Is this the third rak'ah or the fourth rak'ah? Did I make wudu or I didn't make wudu? Did I do that? And by the time you finished. And like I said earlier, if he cannot get you from one, he gonna get you from the other. When only in this area, which is al-ibadat, he will make you arrogant about it. I'm not going to talk to him. Man, he is not even praying. Look, look, look. Look, it is a month of Ramadan and he is not fasting. Did you know maybe he is traveling? Maybe he is sick. Who make you a judge to start with? Do you know what's in his heart to judge?
So you are not worried. You already got what? You already got your check, your mark check. Where you got that confident? Where you from? Shaitan. The shaitan will give you the confident. وَالْعَزُ بِاللَّهِ That level of confident that makes you الْقُرْءَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْقُرْءَ عَلَى اللَّهِ that means you start to brag about it. You turn right to wrong and wrong to right and you think that you are right and you are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support you. Allah said, pray, I prayed. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing and wipe all our sin and all our mistakes and help us. Ya Allah, we ask you to help every and each one of us to combat against the shaitan and to stop the shaitan out of our life and to protect us from all the tricks and all the tools of the shaitan and give us the wisdom and the courage to stand up by each other as a real true brothers, helping each other to glorify your name, helping each other to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and apply it in their life and apply the sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad in their life so they can live in peace and die in peace and inshallah in the hereafter we will be in peace. اللهم اغفر ورحمتك وسلم تعلم انك انت الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله واشهد انه بلغ الرساله وادى الامانه ونصح الامه وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى اتاه الله اليقين. In conclusion, you have an enemy, and that enemy, you like it or not, he is there after you. If you deny, if you don't feel him, that means you are, وَالْعَزُ بِاللَّهِ, in a state of ghafla, in a state of suspend, and that's exactly what he wants you to be. Look at it this way. The one who try to take your property, you go after him. You don't let go. Even if there is a chance to substitute. If you steal my watch, maybe I can get another one. Your enemy try to steal your life. Try to get you out of Allah's mercy. He is working day and night. The least that you can do, be aware of your enemy. Be aware there is somebody out there want to hurt you. He is not your neighbor. He is your enemy. Won't take you out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bullshit. He want to prove to the whole entire universe that you don't worth Allah's mercy. Are you going to sit down and watch him? Or are you going to stand up for him? The last thing that I want to end the khutbah with. Brother and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُذَّكَرِ. Allah made it easy. Allah gave you the user guide. Use it. Listen to your heart. Listen to your conscience. Know what is right and what is wrong from the Quran and from the Sunnah. Never do what you think it is right. Only do what you really know that it is right. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our gathering and bless our gathering and give us the wisdom and the courage to establish the true brotherhood. Give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply them in our life so we can live in peace and we can die in peace and inshallah in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibadallah, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflih.